Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Reaction Monday. We'll get back to the Texans here shortly. The worst possible scenarios playing out now for the Houston Astros when it comes to retaining Justin Verlander.
Oh, when it comes to retaining Justin Verlander.
Yeah,
oh,
all right. Yeah,
like,
yeah,
worst
yeah.
possible scenario for the Astros could mean a lot of different things.
Sure,
losing Justin Verlander.
No okay, surgery right. for Yordan. No, nothing like that. But if you're somebody who wants the Astros to retain Verlander, and I count myself among those people at the right price.
Yeah.
Jacob deGrom. Mm-hmm. Leaving the Mets to go to the Rangers. So now not only do you see DeGrom, if you missed it over the weekend, Jacob deGrom signed with the Rangers, former Mets ace, 5 years, $185 million. So the Rangers have been spending big the last two offseasons. They signed Corey Seager, they signed Semien last year, and now DeGrom, 5 years, $185 million. So almost $40 million a year for 5 years for DeGrom, who has dealt with injuries the last couple years.
Right, right. And
when he's healthy, he's really damn good.
So... Would you be happy with that price for Justin Verlander?
Not for that amount of years.
Not
for sure.
Right, not for
yeah,
the 5 years.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
What, and I wonder though too if okay, so if he signs with the Mets,
that's the scenario. By the way,
is he going to demand a state income tax surcharge
premium?
Yeah, is he going to basically say, "Can you pay my taxes in advance?"
Right, right.
So for
right.
an extra 10%,
yeah.
So he's going to need an extra 3.75 million per year.
If he goes to New York, you're
saying?
Yeah, maybe.
So $40 million a year or so.
Yeah, well, that's my issue is now the Mets, who have shown they are very willing to go sail past the competitive balance tax.
Yeah.
Steve Cohen, their owner, does not care a damn about paying luxury tax. They're already above it. The Scherzer deal that everybody talks about is this outlier that sits there. It's true. It is an outlier. 3 years, $130 million for an aging ace pitcher is out there. The problem is the team that paid it is the Mets,
yeah.
who now they wanted to bring back DeGrom. They wanted to have a top of the rotation that had Jacob DeGrom and Max Scherzer in it. Well, now DeGrom signs with the Rangers, so presumably there's maybe, well, one, money to spend, and two, maybe a little level of desperation to go get Verlander. And the Mets have now been mentioned by multiple national reporters as the team that is going hard to the hole after Justin Verlander right
mm-hmm.
now.
The Dodgers were supposedly the favorite, according to one dude last week. But we know how these free agency courtings go, same as trades. The names that get mentioned, like, are they in conversations? There's no possible way you could name who the favorite is.
Right.
So, I don't know. I get the increasing sense that the Astros are just fine with their young core that they love very much and who all have at least a couple of years of arbitration left, and that they feel pretty good about their development pipeline.
I agree with you on that. Here's the thing, too. The reports that I was reading on this last night, I read two or three different reports, and each of them still mention the Astros as being in the mix for Verlander.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's number one. Number two, with the Scherzer offer from the Mets or anybody else, 3 years, $130 million, for a guy who's going to be 40 and has had injury issues, not just Tommy John. He had the calf this year and missed a few games. I'll believe it when I see it. that somebody offers him 3 years, $130 million.
Yeah.
You know, right now, it's just being talked about.
That's, right. So it's still very much a possibility at the right price and the right duration. And, you know, maybe something with some nice options attached there. The thing that makes me nervous as an Astros fan is just exactly the situation we found ourselves in during the playoffs, where all of a sudden you're looking at the Cy Young Award winner and wondering whether you actually want to see him or not.
He's your third best starter at best.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, like, yeah. Do I want to go through another offseason or postseason wringing my hands over Justin Verlander,
right,
who will be 1 year older, will have played an entire season deep into the postseason, obviously, with less rest than every other pitcher in the league, coming back to do it at an advanced age? I'm not going to cry a million tears if it doesn't happen. It's a cherry on top of what has already been a nice offseason in a lot of ways, I think.
Yeah.
I get nervous about having both Abreu and Verlander on there at the price tags that they're at for multiple years.
$20 million for Jose Abreu, which is done. He's signed. And then it would be, call it 35 for Verlander. I don't know that the Astros go to 40 to keep Verlander, honestly. I feel like $70 million over 2 years, you know, $72 million over 2 years, yeah, something like that, is about where the Astros' price range is. But still, your point is a very valid one. $55 million for two guys that are 36 and 40 years old for a team that kind of prides itself on being efficient with,
yeah,
that stuff.
So this is an interesting one. I was somebody that was chief, and it, sometimes this was lonely for me too, Sean, when I was telling everybody to just shut the hell up about Correa, that Pena is the hope in the future, as people were beside themselves with grief that James Click,
that audio exists,
wouldn't
you,
give,
yes,
yeah, of, yeah, they wouldn't give Correa an awful deal from a team's perspective like, yeah, Minnesota did. Yeah. I was equally surprised and dismayed that when people change their mind, they change their mind viciously. Mm. Like, they just all of a sudden were like, screw you, Correa. Pena's the truth. I can't believe I ever believed in you. I hate you. I'll never love you again. Like, all right, well, I mean, he's just Correa. He's a little quirky, but come on. I don't sense that the same thing will happen with Verlander. I think if Verlander leaves in free agency, everybody's going to be pretty cool to Verlander. There's no exit shenanigans the way there was with Gerrit Cole. There's no drama the way there was with Carlos Beltran. I think it is what it is. We're like two people that were married for 30 years and then all of a sudden realized, you know what, it's time to go our separate ways. And you remain good buds.
I love that you're bringing
every
this,
now and then.
You're bringing this up because we're right in the middle of being reminded of a couple of bad breakups.
Yeah.
With Deshaun Watson yesterday, James Harden comes back tonight.
Bad breakup.
Those are bad breakups. I think Justin Verlander is going to be a good breaker-upper.
The thing about Harden that sucked was, like, you spent money to, like, on a Peloton to try to get him in shape, and he was still like, nope, I'm going to eat bonbons on the couch.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to get fat.
And not shoot the basketball.
Like, yeah, but enjoy your Peloton after I leave.
And then he goes and gets in shape.
Yeah.
But now he's two teams removed from us. He's back tonight at Toyota Center. We'll see what happens with Verlander. It's funny you bring up Correa. It just got me thinking, okay, that was a... I'm glad they didn't do that deal. You're 100% right. That Minnesota did,
mm-hmm,
with the 3 years, $105 million, and he can opt out after each year. And sure enough,
it was a 1 year deal. Yeah.
It was basically a 1 year deal. If the Astros had done that deal and he opted out and he was doing this again, what would we be saying about Carlos Correa?
Then people
right
would
now?
Really dislike him.
Right?
That's when they would realize, like, oh, you were treating us like a dirty little hoe.
Yes.
That's what you were doing. That's where I was.
I think it already would have been sketchy during the season that he was playing under that contract. If he then opted out,
yeah,
in a season where he was good,
yeah,
but not great.
Remember I told you the story? Remember back when I told you that story about the girl that I had snubbed because she was being difficult?
The one 10 minutes ago.
She was turning my friend into a fool. The kids would call him a simp. Like, he was like super in love with her and being nice, but she was like publicly cheating on him.
Right.
So I was like, I snubbed her. In public, I feel like that's what Correa was doing to Astros fans. When Astros fans were saying that the Astros should have offered that same contract as Minnesota, I'm like, dude, what? It's a 1 year deal, except that if he sucks, he gets to stay with you. You are the platonic friend,
yes,
like that she keeps around just in case. Like, you didn't want that deal, so I had to give him a talking to. I'm like, listen, dude. They're talking to Astros fans. Like, she's making a fool out of you. Just let her go, man.
So in that analogy, the Astro fans are your buddy.
My buddy, yeah.
They Carlos Correa turned the Astro fan base into one collective amalgam of a simp.
Yes.
And you
yeah.
were snubbing Carlos Correa.
I was like that Andrew Tate fella. I was like that. Listen, this is why you have to treat a woman. Oh, like crap is what you do. Yeah,
this was you snubbing Carlos
Correa. Oh, he's got
Correa.
The window. The window's. Hey, you know when the window was supposed to be closed? It was supposed to be closed like 2 years ago. People wouldn't shut up about it back in 2017. Oh, this precious window. It's only going to be open for so long. Oh, watch out. Watch out. The window's closing. The window's closing.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was great. Because then you went on.
Bagwell and I are simpatico in our hatred of windows.
That was a short version. There was a version where you said, Carlos Correa, I am going to kick. We could kick you out the Dora in the butta or something like that.
You say, sayonara, Carlos Correa. I boot you in the butta on your way out to the Dora.
I knew it.
I don't care anymore. You're dead to me. You're dead to me, Carlos Correa.
That is a snub right there. You just made him into a corpse.
As before anybody else had the guts to hate him.
You should start a new version of Cameo where you're not doing videos where you're wishing people happy birthday or a happy graduation. Yeah. People should hire you and pay you $200 a video where you just snub people.
I'll snub
or
them,
or hire
yeah.
you to show up if they pay for your travel.
If a woman treated you poorly, this would go poorly for me if I ended up doing it for just like, hey, I'll treat you. I'll tell your lady what's wrong with her.
Yes!
That's not...
Snubbio!
I say it would go poorly for me, and yet I'd have like 3 million TikTok
Hell
followers.
Hell yeah, you would!
Yeah.
I feel like there's a market for this.
No, yeah. It can only be in good fun.
Well, I don't know. For money, it's you generate some revenue with that. All right, let's get to headlines. We've got to get back to the Texans, but also Deion Sanders is now the coach at Colorado, and the message that Deion Sanders had for the Colorado players. Then he got there and spoke with them. I got to tell you, I admire the honesty of one Deion Sanders. We will get to that next. Headlines as well, and we'll take it to the top of the hour here. John Harris and Mark Vandermeer will take over at the top of the hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.